Good Monday. Today is December the 22nd, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look at an interesting story out of Nebraska dealing with Hanson Mueller. That's a grain company and buyer that lost their grain buyer's license and has had to file for bankruptcy. And interesting to see who some of the players were and bidders on that property and assets, some of those from right here in Ohio. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off taking a look at some things going on out west, maybe, that could have had a local impact as we're taking a look at the Hanson Mueller auction. This is a grain facility that had to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Three companies were selected by Hanson Mueller Company as successful bidders on company assets during an action that was held in that Chapter 11 bankruptcy case last week. Now, the final approval of sales of 27 asset lots will be considered today in a sale hearing in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Nebraska, according to a notice that was filed last week. Mission, which is a Kansas-based The Redwood Group LLC, was selected as the successful bidder on 14 lots of that Hanson Mueller asset, according to a notice. The Redwood Group specializes in feed grain, feed ingredients, and energy merchandising, as well as commodity risk management and freight brokerage. The amounts of the successful bids have yet to be released. Redwood itself listed as the successful bidder on a facility lease, oats and oat forward contracts in Superior, Wisconsin, as well as oats in Duluth, Minnesota. Additionally, Redwood also won the bid on oats and hard red spring wheat in Grand Forks, North Dakota, as well as oats forward contracts in Sioux City, Iowa. Now, the company also bid successfully on oats at the Hanson Mueller facility in Kansas City, Missouri, and oats forward contracts in Houston, as well as various corn supplies. Redwood also bid successfully on railcar leases with GATX Corp., that's a Chicago freight car leasing company, and the CTI Group. Now, West Plains LLC is listed as the successful bidder on seven asset lots. That company, with Omaha-based operations, owns and operates 17 grain elevators with about 20.5 million bushels of storage capacity across Nebraska, South Dakota, Colorado, and Wyoming. West Plains bid successfully on hard red spring wheat in Sioux City, a facility leased, hard red spring wheat, hard red winter wheat, and hard red wheat forward contracts in Council Bluffs, Iowa. West Plains also won bids of hard red wheat and soft wheat in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, Patterson Grain LLC, which is a North Dakota-based subsidiary of the agricultural conglomerate Winnipeg, that's a Canada-based Patterson Grain, was selected as a successful bidder on a Hanson Mueller facility lease, oats, barley, as well as oats and barley forward contracts in Toledo, Ohio, that according to the notice. And in addition, the notice listed backup bidders on several of those assets. Here's where it gets more local, is the Maumee, Ohio-based Andersons was listed as the backup bidder on eight asset lots, while 12 asset lots had no bidders backup listed. Patterson is listed as a backup on two asset lots, while Midwest Plains and Nebraska-based Frenchman Valley Co-op are backup bidders on Hanson Mueller corn assets. Now, also last week, the corporate restricting company overseeing the claims on behalf of Hanson Mueller provided an updated list of unsecured creditors that includes more than 1,500 farms and other agribusinesses. Notices of filing claims were sent to those creditors, according to court documents. Hanson Mueller filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in November of 25 after farmers in several states reported they had not been paid for grain deliveries. The company reported an estimated 1,000 to 5,000 creditors and listed between $100 million and $500 million in both liabilities and assets. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, a recently announced USDA pilot program focuses on regenerative agricultural practices with long-range goals beyond improved soil and water quality. Supporters say there's the potential of producing more nutrient-dense foods that could improve diets and overall health. USDA's Rod Bain takes a look.
Several farmers in our nation already utilize what is known as regenerative agricultural practices. Think cover crops, for instance. Natural resources conservation methods designed to improve soil health and water quality, and in many instances, grower profitability. Among those recognizing this approach, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
They provided us models for how to do this and how to do it in a way that vertically integrates, that preserves profit margins, and dramatically reduces inputs.
But beyond that, the Secretary believes in the role regenerative ag can play in growing healthier foods for human consumption, and by that, improving overall human health. HHS research is underway in that regard. And recently, in addition, an announcement by the Agriculture Department of a new regenerative agriculture pilot program.
In order to continue to be the most productive and most efficient growers in the world, we must protect our topsoil from unnecessary erosion and boost the microbiome of the soil.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the $700 million Farmer First pilot program is designed to be a streamlined, outcome-based approach to encourage producers who wish to transition to regenerative ag to do so.
Whole farm planning is the centerpiece, ensuring that all resource concerns such as soil, water, and natural vitality are addressed together, not one piece at a time. Producers will benefit from a single application, reducing red tape and making conservation easier to access and our programs more impactful.
USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service will oversee the Regenerative Ag Pilot Program, one that will utilize existing NRCS offerings, the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP, and the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP.
Each producer's results will be measured and credited back to the farmer through an outcomes report, recognizing and rewarding improvements they achieve on their own land.
Yet a key piece of not only the pilot program, but federal government efforts to boost soil and water quality with better nutrition and health, consumer education, as explained by the Secretary.
Using the Sustains Act, we will bring corporate, label, and supply chain partners directly into partnership with NRCS, supporting regenerative agriculture adoption, farmer recognition, and consumer education. Because success depends on strong partnerships, we will expand work through our technical service providers and local organizations to meet demand.
Also, the Office of Urban Ag and Innovative Production, under NRCS purview,
will extend regenerative priorities into cities and urban areas and urban communities, and many of those places are those that are facing the most severe crisis regarding nutritious foods and access to nutritious foods.
Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Aubrey Betancourt provides this summary of the approach.
It connects the producer and the work that they're doing on the farm, granting them the credit for that voluntary action of change of practice on their farm that then can transition into the supply chain, into the marketplace, and directly back to the consumer.
Where to find more information about the Farmer First Regenerative Agriculture Pilot Program? Producers can contact their local USDA Service Center and NRCS staff to learn about state ranking dates for fiscal year 2026 funding.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.